guesting today with Dr. Kuhn, the Dean of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University. Now, I know we have met our goal for the New Frontiers project, but what are we kind of still looking for and where are we at on construction?
Well, construction has really been moving along. I hate to say it, but one of the advantages of a drought is that construction projects get ahead of schedule. That's right. So we've been pouring a lot of concrete. The crew has been really efficient about that. So it's really starting to look like a building. And I think by Thanksgiving, we're probably going to see pretty much the basic outline of the building, all three stories. So we're excited about that. On the fundraising side, it's a lot more relaxed and quiet in the approach that we're taking. But we still have people who are finding out about the project and want to get involved because they want to honor someone, maybe a former professor or a family member, someone that means a lot to them. And we have several features in the building that we are not able to include in the budget. With inflation and everything, the price went up. We really had to kind of hold the line on that. But there are a couple of features that if we get some extra funding coming in from donors, we could add those to the project. As we find prospective donors who are interested in those kinds of things, we're explaining those opportunities to them. And some of them are coming on board and saying, hey, I want to do that. We even have some previous donors who have come back and said, I've had some more good times. I'm going to put a little bit more into the project as well. So those are very welcome. Yes.
And then today we also heard President Shrum give her new strategy for OSU. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think the key feature is that she's really embracing the land-grant mission of Oklahoma State University. Not that we've ever left it behind, but she's talking about it very openly and really identifying that as the key difference, unique thing about OSU is that we have that land-grant responsibility. And so along with that, she's identified really four key areas priority areas for investing further. And one of those is nourishing the world. Another one has to do with really helping to build sustainable energy sources for Oklahoma and beyond. And of course, those relate very much to our program areas. A third one has to do with improving human and animal health. And so, our One Health approach that we do, particularly with the College of Veterinary Medicine, really fits in with that, as well as some of the health education programming we've been doing in OSU Extension fits in with that as well. And then the fourth priority area is with aerospace, building on the strengths of Oklahoma's aerospace industry and trying to feed into that with even more engineers, more innovation and research, and so on. And so those are kind of the four priority areas. She's also very much a fan of Extension, and so she's articulated that as reimagining Extension in a way that makes Extension a platform for all of OSU. And that's not to come at the expense of what we do in the Division of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources. Our cooperative extension programs are going to continue to be as they are. But having that office in every county means there's a presence of OSU in every county. Well, what if that presence gets expanded to include perhaps STEM education specialists for the public schools, or perhaps community-based health education folks, or perhaps a more heavily invested effort in local economic development, partnering with local economic development councils to bring the expertise of OSU faculty to bear on those opportunities in some of Oklahoma's rural and urban communities.
Had a lot of great speakers here today. We had Amy Hagerman talking a little bit about the 2023 Farm Bill, and you brought up a really good point about that and needing, research title is super important to have in that.
It is, and it's a little self-serving to make that pitch, because certainly the commodity title, the insurance title, the nutrition title, conservation, those are all really important aspects of the Farm Bill, but there is a separate title for research, and that authorizes the work that the National Institute of Food and Agriculture does. That is our partner at USDA. That's where our federal funding comes from to support the Agricultural Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service. And then in addition, the National Ag Statistics Service is in that, the Economic Research Service and the Agricultural Research Service is all in that research title. And so it often gets ignored. And on the policy side, there may be just a few adjustments there, but really it's more on the funding side that I think there's a lot of interest in what can we do differently. Because to be honest with you, we're still getting the same federal funding levels today as we were getting 25 years ago. And so there aren't many enterprises that can keep going today on what their revenue was 25 years ago with inflation and so on. So we're just asking folks, as they think about Farm Bill and the changes they'd like to see in risk management policies or in access to international markets and exports, let's think also about how important research is to drive innovation in Oklahoma's agriculture and natural resource economies. Because it takes research to bring along those new ideas and those new technologies. And I'll tell you, there are other countries in the world that are investing a lot more aggressively in that, countries like China and Brazil and India, than we are currently. And I think we really need to think carefully about, is that really the right strategy for us in the long term?
Yeah, because, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind with me is Dr. Carver. He'd want you making this argument.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I mean, just finding out about all kinds of different varieties of wheat. And then not only that, but if you don't have the research, I understand what you're saying. Like, it's probably not top of mind for the Farm Bill, but just like you mentioned, super important.
Yeah. Well, and the beauty is there are some competitive grant programs that we can apply for to fuel that kind of research. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the infrastructure to do the research in, you're probably not going to be very competitive at that. And so that's one of the things that we were able to get into 2018 Farm Bill is authorization for federal funds to be made available to land-grant universities for improvements in their research infrastructure. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we've had a lot of support from our donors and from our university to make some improvements along the way. Certainly New Frontiers is part of that as well. But we still have an agronomy farm. We've got a world-class wheat breeder using greenhouses that were built in the 1940s. And sometimes his crop gets frozen because we simply can't get ahead of it. So we really need to make those changes. And to me, it seems that that's a good strategic use of federal funds is to make changes in the infrastructure so that you get the creative minds like Dr. Carver's really freed up to do even more. Imagine what he could have been doing if he had had state-of-the-art facilities. So he's a miracle worker, but, why not bigger miracles?
Well, hopefully we'll get to find out.
I'm counting on it. We'll get there yet.
All right, Dr. Kuhn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey. Have a good day.